When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Sewing Out Loud, the official podcast of ZD Sewing Studio. Here are your hosts, ZD and Mallory.
Sewing Out Loud.
This episode of the Sewing Out Loud podcast is brought to you by L.A. Finch Fabrics. Go to lafinchfabrics.com and receive free shipping on your order of over $75 worth of fabulous fabric. Hello and welcome to the podcast. I'm Mallory Donahue.
And I'm Zeedee Donahue.
And we're starting a new little series today. Mom, what's this series called?
You've got to pick a name. I'm calling it Stitch Busters, Myth Busters.
So Stitch Busters as in Myth Busters for sewing. But what were the other names that...
I'm trying to think. Sam, do you remember?
We're really good at coming up with names for things.
I like alliteration
myself.
Okay,
that was anticlimactic. I thought that we had more names picked out for this.
We did, but we didn't write them down, so now we don't remember.
Okay.
Maybe we'll think of them as we go along.
Well.
All right, this is going to be a several part. This is like episode one of Stitch Busters. Because I have a list.
They are myths.
And I got them most from our audience. A lot of them from our audience.
Not everyone.
All of them, so, but a lot of them.
These are things that we have heard people say when we ran the sewing store. They're things we see on the internet.
And or both.
And they are misconceptions about sewing. And so when we talk about them, we know that, like, you personally, dear listener, might not believe these
things. We're not making fun of you personally.
That's right. And
even if you did believe it, you will now know not to.
Or you can email me and tell me that our podcast is a condescending piece of trash.
That's right. That we're disparaging all sewers.
All right. Well, hey, let's get to it here.
Okay. Let's start busting the stitch.
Busting these myths.
Whatever.
Actually, you know, this first one is not a myth.
Stitch busters?
It's
whatever.
That's what we said.
Yeah.
This first one is not a myth, but it's something that you need to come to terms with. Someone will talk about a technique or sewing through sequins or sewing.
You know, that dulls your needle, Mallory.
Yeah, dulls your needle.
Oh, you know, when you sew through paper, it dulls your needle, Mallory.
That's right. And when you sew through
fabric,
anything,
it dulls your needle.
This is Mom's big thing.
Okay. Everything you sew through dulls your needle. If there are people out there not changing their needle, there's a new experience coming your way when you put a new needle in your machine.
I never really thought about it this way. Here, hold on. Let me explain what I mean by that.
Okay.
So, obviously, like, everything dulls your needle. Because, you know, I mean, if you put your needle even through the thinnest cotton fabric over and over again. So, I just thought all this time that we were trying to correct people. Hey, everything dulls your needle. I never thought that there might be people who thought they were sewing and nothing and certain things weren't dulling their needle.
Well, like, fabric won't dull your needle. Yeah, it will.
Yeah.
And certain fabric will dull it more. So, if I'm sewing through, like, a thick polyester, it's probably going to dull my needle more than like a fine cotton or a silk. But if I sew through something that has metallic threads or a lamé, of course, metal against metal, it's going to dull it more. It's going to scar the needle.
I never thought that maybe somebody might be thinking, oh, I'm just piecing quilts.
You don't think that lady that came in that wore out the eye of her needle?
Yeah. That might be why
we
she
had a lady
that.
Come in. This was actually a long time ago, like, I don't know, 20 years ago. And she came in and she said, my needle won't stay threaded. And we looked at it and the eye had worn through. Like, there was the side of the eye, you know, it was open.
It wasn't one of those needles that was supposed to be like that.
Yeah, don't buy the self-thread or what, isn't that, what is they called? Self-thread or easy thread needle. Sewing needles. They don't stay threaded. And we said, oh, the eye of your... We finally figured it out, and we said to her, she was standing there, you know, while we're looking at it. We said, well, the eye of your needle, you know, is open. It's like somehow broken or worn through or something. She goes, oh, well, can I have that repaired while I'm here? And I said, you mean, would you like us to put a new needle in? And she goes, oh, yes, please. And it didn't occur to me right then.
Yeah.
So we put a new needle in and everything, and then I said... So do you need some needles?
Yeah.
And she said, well, can't I just come back here and have it replaced when I need one? So she'd been
using the same needle.
I don't remember how long it was. I think we did talk to her.
Uh-huh.
But it was like a decade or something that she'd had this machine and she had never changed the needle.
So you got to change your needles. Somebody posted in the group, and this wasn't a myth, and this I think was kind of a...
telling you what, though. I wish I had had that needle. That is a good needle.
Yeah. This person said, I hit something with my needle. My machine's making a clunking sound, and now the needle's hitting the plate. And someone said, replace your needle. And she's like, oh, that fixed it. And I never thought. I was like, oh, yes. Replace your needle. Your needle will bend.
Yep.
If it hits something funny,
if you have trouble piercing something.
Yes, yes. If it's not where needles are something that, what do I want to say? They're like gasoline.
Yeah, you should be replacing your own needles.
You use it up and you. But don't come to our store or our little club and look at my sequin dress and then go, oh, that dulls your needle.
Yes, it does. It does dull your needle.
Okay. Same with rotary cutter blade. Everything's going to dull it.
I mean, when people say, oh, that will ruin my rotary, I will tell you what will ruin the blade on your rotary cutter is if you run over a pin.
Right.
Because then you get like a nick in it. And here you've got like a pretty decent blade with a nick in it that's pretty well renders it useless.
Right.
Because, you know, you're always gonna have this spot that doesn't cut or you have to back up to or whatever. So but everything, what do we cut with rotary cutters, Mallory?
Everything.
I cannot think of anything we don't cut.
Fabric, we cut paper.
Runners for the stairs.
And if you remember our podcast about cleaning things.
Oh yeah.
Now, I would say the same thing about rotary cutter blades. They're like gasoline. You're going to have to refill them. Okay?
Yeah,
think about a refill versus replace.
There's things we change.
But
right.
One time I was trying to cut something out, and I was like, this is terrible. Mom's like, oh, yeah, I cut carpet with a rotary cutter. I was like, oh, okay. And instead of replacing the blade, I just opened it up and cleaned it real quick, and it was fine after that. So here I am telling you to replace often, but then also I'm telling you if you want to make it last a little longer, just clean it out. Okay.
Yeah, clean it. And then those of you who get little shreddy pieces in your rotary cutter, okay, and you wonder what's wrong and it's not cutting right, make sure you don't have more than one blade in.
Yeah.
A lot of people will have two blades, and then, of course, that gets your cut. So it's not that that dulls it faster or anything. You're just dulling two blades at once.
Dulling two blades at the same time.
And you get, you know, little strips are being cut instead of a clean edge.
So while it might be true that cutting through something thin and soft would dull your blade
less
quickly, everything is going to dull your blade. And this is good information so that you don't shy away from fabrics, and that so you also remember to change your blade.
Well, I think the thing about a rotary cutter, too, that's nice is you do get to change the blade versus taking your very nice pair of shears and, you know, cutting that dot sequin, which is basically going through sort of metal and plastic.
Yeah,
You know, it can do a real number on a blade, but that's the way to cut it.
That's why
you forsake a blade.
That's why I like rotary cutters, man. Your fabric stays flat.
That's right.
You can replace the blade easily. You know, even if you do something stupid.
There's less distortion.
Yeah, you do something stupid like go over a pin. Like, you know, I accidentally, there was a pin like under my fabric.
Right. That's what I'm saying. You probably don't know you're doing this.
No. And I was like, oh my God, you know, but I could change it real quick. I didn't have to wait.
Right.
less distortion.
So you do want blades on hand because everything dulls your blades.
It's easier on your hands, too, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah.
Instead of squeeze.
So, too. Your back.
But yeah.
Easy on a lot of things.
Let's just do a podcast called In Praise of Rotary Cutters.
Also, we could do that.
If you were going to put yourself in a, going to be a soup can and put a label on yourself, Mom, what kind of stitcher would you say you are?
What?
What kind of
stitcher? A soup can?
And put a label on yourself. What kind of stitcher are you?
I don't know. I don't know where you're going.
You're a garment stitcher, right? Oh. Versus, we outlined this. You're not a quilter.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Mom just ruined my joke.
I don't know. I didn't know. What? If I was in a soup can you're and I put a label on me, I thought I was supposed to say tomato or chicken noodle.
No, you're not in a soup can.
That didn't
you
even
are
make
a soup
sense.
Can.
That didn't even make. Okay. I'm sure other people were going, what is she talking about?
You're supposed to not label yourself.
I didn't ruin anything.
Okay.
You made some weird analogy about me being a can of soup.
You're not supposed to say, like, I'm pear-shaped or I'm an apple. You say, labels are for soup cans. You're a person. Okay? You're not supposed
to put... You asked me to put a label on myself.
I know. That it's a joke. Oh, gosh. Anyway, you're a garment stitcher in general, right?
Yeah.
Mostly garments.
Mostly garments. Except, you know, I just made a dog bed and I just made a pillow. So,
yes,
you know,
for
you
sure.
can't rule yourself out. One thing I am not, and what you're getting to is,
yes.
one thing I'm pretty much not is a quilter.
I don't know. I see this quilt right here you made. We found it.
Well, I have, and the quilts I have made have you been out of garment fabric.
Bull. I got, who made those cotton quilts that we, oh, did somebody else make those?
I didn't make those. Oh.
Okay, I'm going to find one day.
I have one cotton quilt I made. I know where it is.
Well, anyway.
But what I'm saying is, generally, if I do make a quilt, it's a crazy quilt out of garment fabric.
That's
which
right.
is how crazy quilts got started. Seamstresses took their little scraps.
So we are, in general, not quilters.
Right.
But something that we hear a lot from people mm-hmm. is that certain techniques or certain... tools
belong to certain types of sewing.
Yeah, like belong to quilting right. I don't know. This isn't like harmful or anything.
Okay.
I don't want to get like really angry about it or anything, and it's okay. Okay. But when somebody says quilter,
well, I'm still mad about the soup can. Go ahead.
People say quilters are the ones who know how to sew on the bias. And I'm
yeah.
like, well,
all right, guys, don't get me going either.
That I mean, of course, there are quilting projects where you must deal with bias, but I'm like, I mean, not as much as in
okay.
garment sewing.
There's probably a garment. There's probably not a garment you can make without sewing on the bias.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, you've got to have some seam that curves someplace.
I guess like a kimono that has
what about around
a square.
The neck?
Well, yeah, there you go.
Okay.
There you go.
Challenge me.
I will. I'll try again.
Yeah,
I'll
challenge me.
A kimono with a
square neck.
So, you know, when people say that the specific thing you have written down here is that rotary cutters are...
People think rotary cutters
are
quilting tools.
Yeah.
And I will tell you, when I started using a rotary cutter... Back in 1979, okay?
Gosh.
I know. God, a millennium mm-hmm. ago. Back in the other millennium.
The last millennium.
I was making baby clothes.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I started out with, what is the smallest size? Tell me the smallest
there's
size.
There's an 18 millimeter.
That I believe.
Now, there's a 28. Okay, I didn't know about the 18.
I mean, it might have been the 28.
Until.
And I had, it was a Teflon-like sheet.
Uh-huh.
It was fairly thick, like a quarter inch thick. And I'm trying to think how big this was. I would say it wasn't even 2x3.
Yeah.
I mean.
Small.
It was small. And I kept that pad under my couch cushion because if you rolled it up, you could roll it up. It was more pliable than the ones nowadays.
Yeah.
You could roll it up very easily, but then it had like lumps in it.
Sure.
So I kept it under my couch cushion and it fit perfectly.
You know,
it was about the size of my couch cushion.
People often say that they're jealous of like our studio space.
Uh-huh.
I just want to say, you know, ZD had to rough it, you know, for a while. Now me... I've been spoiled all my life.
Be jealous of Mallory.
Yes, you can be jealous of me. All my life I've had...
We were just talking about that, but these advantages. We need to save that for another episode, because these are about busting the myths. So somebody says, well, I can make straight cuts against a ruler, blah, blah. You know, that's why they're for quilters. Okay, everybody, you really got to know. Cutting a round shape with a straight pair of scissors is really not the easiest way to go. Cutting round with round is actually an easier way to cut a curve. I'm not saying it won't take you a little practice or a little time to do that. Just like, you know, when you went to kindergarten, you were really lousy with those scissors.
No, sometimes
you may have to hone that skill a bit.
I've heard people literally say, how do you cut a curve with a rotary cutter?
Very easily, I do.
Sure.
Yes.
And
because it is easy. We're not kidding you.
I've helped people. I remember when we would do open studio at the shop.
Right.
It was almost like we had to do a little bit of rotary cutter training.
Right.
Garment-wise, with people. Generally, someone could put the ruler down, do straight things if they needed to. But on garments, I'd be like, well, let's pick a garment. Let's know that this is practice cutting right now. You're going to weight this pattern down. You're going to rotary cut it. And you're going to be careful. And people just kind of had to get the hang of it.
And Mallory will attest to this, that I actually use my rotary cutter basically like a pencil or something I would sketch with.
That's right.
Because it's just like, I want a heart. And I'm like, okay. And I cut out a heart. You know, oh, I want this neckline. And I cut it out. Now, I may mark a landmark, like I only want to go this low here and this wide here or something. But I am better making a shape with the rotary cutter than making it with a pen or a pencil.
Yeah, well, it's a wheel, you know, so that's really nice. The other thing is, I've said this before, I kind of look like a dummy with scissors nowadays, like in terms of cutting, like, pattern pieces
out. Well, and if you think about it, with scissors, you have to stop and start.
Right.
With a rotary cutter, it's a one felt movement.
Right,
you know?
Right. One fell swoop.
Felt swoop.
Fell, yes. Not fell. Felt.
Fell. Felled is what I tried to, anyway, go ahead.
So, yes, the rotary cutters are not just for straight lines. They're great for straight lines.
Yeah.
But they're not just for straight lines. Start, you know, doing curve
stuff. And the other thing they're
really
great for is layers.
Yes.
You can get more layers out of a rotary cutter. And one reason is because you don't have that motion of blade next to blade.
Right.
And that causes some contortion. So the more layers you have, the more contortion you get.
So busting that myth, but also really encouraging people.
Well, it's
cutter,
just
an
efficiency thing. Like a lot of the things that we talk about,
the
techniques that are efficient, and you will be happier.
No, you'll be super happy. And I've seen that in the group. People are like, oh my gosh, rotary cutter for garments changed my life, you know.
That's right.
And, you know, we don't use shears a lot.
No, we don't.
The shears we like are the ones coming to you in your sew your box that are lightweight.
That's right.
And we don't use them often, but when we do have to use shears, they're great. I see people with these heavy shears, and if you like them, that's great. But I think, oh my God, I would not be satisfied with that in my sewing room. You know, I just really love the rotary cutter.
Well, I think if you learn the difference, you probably will go to rotary cutting.
Yeah.
Like I used to say, when I was a kid, they cut pizza with scissors.
Yeah.
And now we cut it with rotary cutter.
There you go. Sometimes I still cut my pizza with scissors. Because I can't get it started. Well, you know what I wish? I wish my pizza cutter was sharper. I need a rotary cutter.
Well, you can buy it. You know,
you can sharpen it.
Just like in any rotary cutter or any other tool, there are grades of pizza cutters. There's good ones and there's bad ones.
I probably do have the cheapest pizza cutter. Okay, let's take a little break here. Mom, our favorite fabric website is sponsoring this podcast.
It must be LA Finch Fabrics.
That's right. Josie over at LA Finch Fabrics runs a fabulous business with very quick shipping, a fabulous Facebook group too.
Yes.
If I do say so myself.
And she belongs to our Facebook group.
I was going to say, we'd know a good Facebook group if we saw one.
That's right.
That's right. She has designer ends.
I know, and I ask her to show me all of them and save them for me, and she won't.
That's right. Their end of bolt section right now is full of fabulous packs. She puts together some like knit mystery packs, and end of bolt packs, etc., and they do go pretty quick.
And my advice on this is go there and buy some, even if you have never thought of doing this, because if you have that fabric on hand, you will be inspired.
It will be a great addition to your fabric library.
Exactly.
And free shipping over $75 in the U.S.
Wonderful.
Sewing out loud.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Welcome back. You know, Apple Podcast just released a utility, and I can see that some of you just skip past our message breaks.
What?
They call them ice cream scoops. You can see where someone didn't listen.
You know, sometimes our messages are worthy of listening to.
Sometimes they're special. Well, anyway, I'm just ribbing you guys. We love all our listeners, even those of you who skip through the message break. Okay, so now we are going to talk about one of my favorite things. I'll tell you how I first encountered this myth.
Okay.
I was a young woman, I think like a teenager, working in the store.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And someone came in and they wanted thread. We were selling Mettler, polyester thread. It's what we like to use. So I said, well, this is our construction thread. You know, we categorize thread as construction thread or decorative thread. And this is what we use to make things, you know, is this construction thread. It's polyester. Someone's like, oh, well, at Joann's, they told me I couldn't mix, you know, fiber types. I'm sewing on cotton fabric, and I wanted to pair it with a polyester fabric, and I they wouldn't let me, you know, put. They said you can't put cotton with polyester, and
it will explode. No.
Thank you very. You're ruining all my jokes. I said no, you can't. I said it's not gonna explode, and she thought it was really funny. Thanks a lot, Mom. Okay, so
I wonder who you got that joke from. Wonder where it came from.
No, I looked at her and I thought, man, like, how awful that someone would.
All her life, just think she's not been mixing.
Yeah, or, well, I don't know if all her life, but since she got that advice at, you know, a big box fabric store, that she couldn't mix the fibers together. So can you, Mom, can you mix fibers? Can you mix, like, a polyester fabric with a cotton fabric in the same project?
Well, I do.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, you know, again, it depends on the effect you want. You don't want to take a very fine, thin fabric and pair it with a big, bulky fabric and it not come out like you want it to.
I mean, sure.
You know, but if you even think about ready-to-wear clothes,
right?
You know, you might have a fairly heavy wool dress, say, and it's going to maybe it has a satin or, you know, poly cotton blend collar on it.
Or
lining, too. Right, exactly. So you can sew them together. They won't hurt each other.
Right. I was like,
they
what?
Won't hurt you. Now, here is my biggest recommendation,
uh-huh.
Right? If you're talking about shrinkage, and everybody, you need to know, shrinkage happens because of heat.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you think dry cleaning doesn't shrink something, that's another myth. It can. So if you're going to mix two different fibers, you need to dry clean them together, or you need to wash them together, or you need to dry them together. You need to launder them as they would be laundered after you put them together.
You need to pre-wash or whatever.
Because the one thing we know about fabrics, and they don't even have to be different fibers. They can be like a different weave.
Yeah.
They will shrink at a different rate.
Yes.
Okay. So that's why you pre-wash. That's why you pre-launder. So that you get the shrinkage and it's there, and then you don't get contortion later, you know, in your garment or your quilt or whatever.
I'm just thinking about all the overlays we see in garments.
Exactly.
And things like that.
Right.
And I don't know what project this person was, like, trying to do, where the, you know, worker said she couldn't mix fabrics, but it's not true. I mean, you can do it on anything. So, now,
like all those people making like those t-shirt quilts,
right?
Those are not all the same fibers.
Sure, they can be different
blends. There's no way those are all the same.
What about using a different fiber thread on your fabric,
right?
Like a polyester thread on your cotton fabric.
I will tell you. In olden days, okay, they did match fibers.
Yes.
But we didn't have the refined polyester fibers that we have today, or the refined nylons or rayons or whatever, okay? It was a different time. You can use any thread, basically, any thread fiber on anything you want. You have to think about how it's going to work.
Right.
Okay? We like polyester for construction. That's sort of, I would say that's been my rule for about the last 25, 30 years. I use polyester on construction, whether I'm constructing silk to cotton to another polyester to wool or whatever. It is the strongest thread, okay? One of the myths is if your thread is stronger than your fabric, it will pull it apart. That is not what happens.
Or it will cut the fabric.
That is not what happens. Okay? If you have a weak thread, you will bust a seam. If you have a weak fiber in your fabric, you will bust a seam.
So I don't know how people imagine that the thread, which is the equivalent of like one little part of the fabric,
right,
would like cut the fabric.
Well, if you're sewing with dental floss, it might. I don't know. You know, there could be something that, but you will know, right?
Well, what could hurt the fabric is if you have, you know what I think happens? People don't change a needle, or people have
crappy balance
and tension on their machine.
Or they have crappy thread.
Or whatever.
Or crappy fabric. Yeah.
And, or maybe, you know, people put that waxed quilting thread in their sewing machine sometimes. It's hand quilting thread. Don't put waxed thread in your sewing machine, and that will like punch a big old hole because
it's too big.
So people buy the waxed hand quilting thread and they try to piece two pieces of cotton together with
using a fine polyester thread, and when I say fine, I mean of good quality is what I'm talking about. You're going to be successful.
Yeah.
Now, there a few years back, we actually hired someone to be a guest artist in our store, and she told everyone to sew garments with cotton thread, and I about flipped.
Yeah.
She didn't warn me that she was going to, you know, there was nothing said about this. And she told everybody this, and I kept my mouth shut because, of course, she was the one teaching. And she had made kits, and she had this thread in her kits and all of that. So what Mallory and I did is we ran our own research and development.
Yes, we did.
Okay.
Quality assurance.
Quality assurance.
QA.
And what happened is those seams don't last.
No,
it was horrendous.
I made a shirt, and it was like a very drapey big shirt, and I wore it like, you know, to work, okay? But then I also slept in it one night, like, because it was just this big, gigantic shirt. And I got up one morning, and I accidentally put my hand down on the shirt. This is a knit shirt.
Right.
Knit fabric, okay? I put my hand down on the shirt and pushed myself up. The entire seam,
right,
like the thread just pop, 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 pop. And then I, you know, restitched it with the polyester.
Right.
I mean, it's not like I tore the shirt off my body or something like that. It was not
handling. Do you want your butt seam coming undone when you're out in public?
Exactly.
You know, that's my thought.
No, you're totally right. The cotton thread for garment construction is a gamble.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of a gamble. It's a gamble for a lot of things.
Yeah.
Unless it has any stress on it. It's not strong.
It's not as strong as the polyester.
It's not strong. Now, embroidery works really well. It works really well as when you're
like top stitching.
When you're doing, you know, machine embroidery, that bobbin thread as cotton usually works really well if you have rayon on top. Again, I will tell everybody, you know, my philosophy is cotton is rotten.
You use cotton bobbin thread?
I have in embroidery.
Oh.
And especially if I'm using, I've used cotton embroidery thread in my embroidery machine.
Yeah.
You know,
no, I know, but
I've
always
look.
Used poly on the
I know
back,
you
though.
Have. But that's I know just, you have, because you haven't embroidered with cotton on top.
Yeah, I have.
Have you? Oh,
yes,
have?
I
okay.
have.
I didn't know you had.
Psh.
Okay.
Psh. But I used poly on the bottom.
Well, I'm a can of soup. What the hell
do I know? You're just a can of soup.
Gee whiz.
That's a really good, like, insult or something. But I feel like I tried to explain the context to you. When would you insult someone by calling them a can? When they're trying to, like, put boundaries on themselves or labels.
It's labeling people, yes, or things or whatever.
Okay, so we'd call someone a soup canner. Okay.
So our recommendation, as we sit here, and from our knowledge and what we know, is don't worry about matching your thread to your fabric fiber.
Right, thread fiber to fabric fiber.
We are happy with construction thread being, you know, a good quality polyester. We like Metricine, right?
Uh-huh.
Same with the serger thread. We like the polyester.
I will just also say, though, like, it's not that we've never used silk thread or wool thread or something for different purposes.
Right.
And like Mom said, cotton for embroidery or even for top stitching and
quilting.
Well,
and a lot of things like top stitching or hemming something.
But
say I can't match it. I want to hem and I'm afraid my color will show.
Right.
And I go to a rayon embroidery thread or a polyester embroidery thread, which is a different weight than my construction thread. But it matches and there's not a lot of stress on that area.
But the reason we can say this so confidently is because there's almost always polyester in our sewing machine.
Yes.
And there's all sorts of fibers going under the needle.
And there's really nothing stronger than a polyester thread. And I do not recommend any thread that is a thread blend.
There we go. So here's where, like, the advice could maybe get slightly confusing. We don't think you should blend fibers within the thread.
You know, I'm not even sure they make...
They do.
Do they? Do they make, like, the polyester thread wrapped with cotton thing still? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't go with that.
Well, I just don't even think it's, like, a good idea.
No.
Why would you even do it?
No, doesn't work.
It's not even necessary.
No.
The cotton around the outside is not necessary.
That was done to try and make the consumer happy.
Well, yes, and polyester thread has come a long way.
Right.
For sure. No, that's
so
totally
our recommendation,
correct.
You know what it is. Nice, you know, good quality polyester
and
for construction.
How about we're just going to tack this one on here along with thread. Thread doesn't age. People think they can use... Sometimes people think they
can
use...
I wish I was thread and then I wouldn't age.
I guess, how long does a can of soup last?
I don't know. There's usually an expiration. You know, I wish that there was a date on thread of when it was made.
Yeah.
Because, you know, thread doesn't expire. But it does age.
Yeah.
And it ages for different reasons.
Mm-hmm.
The two big ones being light. Well, actually, I would say there's three. There's light, and there's too much moisture or not enough moisture. That's one together. So
okay,
the moisture
level.
Moisture level, yeah. Okay, so light, moisture, and dust mites.
Or like
so
skin oils and dust mites go together.
Well, that all
go together.
It kind of goes together to me because your dust mites eat your
detritus.
Skin.
Detritus.
Yes. It's gross. What are we talking about? So your thread should be kept free of dust, out of the light, and, you know, I don't know about the humidity thing, but not too dry and not too damp.
Free of detritus. just wanted to say that word in the podcast again. Yes, and so this can affect any fiber.
Right.
Right? It can, even though...
A garment. The same thing I would tell you about a garment.
So even though cotton is a natural fiber, rayon, a natural fiber, and could degrade faster than polyester.
Also, don't forget silk thread.
There we go.
People think they need silk to sew silk. You don't.
They also, though, can degrade polyester thread, too.
Yes. It can. Mm-hmm. It can. Polyester will get brittle, usually more than anything.
Yeah.
So one way I would test this, if I got some thread and I didn't know, first of all, I would really sort of look at it and see how furry it was, you know, how many fibers were trying to fall off of it, and try and break it with your hands.
Yeah.
And you'll know. Yeah. You get a good quality polyester thread, you will hurt the skin on your hands if you try and break it with your hands.
Well, and you probably will be able to break it.
Right.
Okay.
But it'll make a mark on your hand where you pull it.
But it should be kind of difficult.
Yeah.
And cotton threads, gosh, a lot of cotton threads are real easy to break. At least the weight of cotton thread that goes in a sewing machine.
So what we're telling you is when you get, you know, grandma or aunt Trudy or whoever it is, you when you inherit her sewing stuff, her thread will be very nice in a pretty jar, you know, on a shelf in your sewing area as a decoration.
Okay, I have another test, okay?
Oh.
So I was helping this lady with a serger one time, and I think it was her serger, and she brought it in. Haven't used it in a long time. Okay, we get the serger out. I, like, put it on the table. And then I was like, so do you have thread? Or maybe I said, do I need to get thread out?
Right.
I don't know. She was like, I have thread. And I was like, okay. And I picked up the spool.
And it fell apart.
The plastic
fell apart.
Crumpled in my hand. Like I picked it up from the bottom or
right.
something. And the spool actually like disintegrated. Mm-hmm. And I said, okay, I think we should not use this thread. She is like, right. Like, she was like,
she was like, okay.
And I said, because if the plastic has been in whatever situation to degrade like this,
right.
the thread, oh, God, it just kept crumpling.
Falling apart.
Crumbling apart. It was very...
Well, maybe that is its expiration.
Yeah, there you go.
Maybe that's how they do it.
So that's another way. And wooden spools. Here's the deal. Thread is not wound on wooden spools.
If it's on a wooden spool, it's too old, guys.
That's pretty old.
But they're really neat. You can make little projects out of the wooden spools. You can make them like, you know.
Oh no.
Pulls on your drawers.
Absolutely.
You know, they're cool things.
You know
can make a necklace out of them, whatever you want.
You know what somebody said to do with like older thread that might not be very strong,
mm-hmm.
but is still in good shape. They talked about hand basting, like English paper piecing.
It'll fall apart.
Right. You know, they're like, if you're something you're not worried about.
Other thing you can do with wooden spools, you can stack them up in like a Christmas tree shape.
There you go.
Yeah.
So many things.
Yes.
I like the drawer pulls.
Yeah.
Mom's pretty handy. All right. So those are some myths. We're going to come back with some other myths. We're going to, just so you know, in the future, there's going to be a microwave test.
So long and so happy.
Thanks for listening to Sewing Out Loud. For even more expert sewing advice, visit sewhere.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.